Ottawa. A solemn parade of dignitaries and VIPs offered condolences Tuesday to the family of Brian Mulroney as the former Prime Minister began lying in state near Parliament Hill. A guard of honour gingerly delivered Mulroney's flag-shrouded casket before Governor-General Mary Simon and husband Whit Fraser entered to pay her respects. Simon was followed by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who walked in alone before greeting family members and bowing his head at the casket. Trudeau then lingered over a book of condolences as Mulroney's official portrait, framed by an elaborate display of flowers, loomed nearby. Other VIPs who were on hand early in the day included former Prime Minister Joe Clark, House Speaker Greg Fergus, former Governor-General Michael Jean and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. There was visible warmth on display between the Mulroney clan and Poilievre and his wife Anita, both of whom shared laughs and warm embraces with Mila Mulroney and her children as they proceeded through the receiving line. Former Green Party leader Elizabeth May, who gave an impassioned speech in Mulroney's honour Monday in the House of Commons, stood before the casket as she made the sign of the cross, a visible expression of grief on her face. U.S. Ambassador David Cohen greeted the Mulroney family, chatting with Mila for several minutes before shaking the hands of Caroline, Nick, Ben and Mark, along with Mark's wife Vanessa and Caroline's husband Andrew Laffam. All morning, members of the Guard of Honor stood sentry at each corner of the casket, their ranks, RCMP officers, Armed Forces members, Parliamentary Protective Services personnel, changing every 30 minutes. Awards and medals Mulroney received over the course of his career were on display on a small box atop the casket. Members of the public who wish to pay tribute to Mulroney will be able to visit his casket in person beginning this afternoon. In the meantime, dignitaries including Trudeau, the Governor-General and Cabinet Ministers will spend the morning offering condolences to the family. On Monday, Mulroney's wife and children sat in the House of Commons gallery to hear glowing tributes and funny stories from politicians across the partisan spectrum. Well-wishers can visit between 12:30 and 6 p.m. today or from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday and sign a book of condolences. Security screening is required for visitors and several downtown streets near Parliament Hill are closed. The public will also be able to pay their respects at Montreal's St. Patrick's Basilica on Thursday and Friday. A state funeral will be held Saturday morning at Notre Dame Basilica, with eulogies from Caroline Mulroney, Jean Charest and Wayne Gretzky. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 19, 2024. The Canadian Press. A photograph and book of condolences for members of Parliament to sign are seen in front of the official portrait of former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, in the antechamber to the House of Commons on Parliament Hill, Ottawa, Friday, March 1, 2024. The Canadian Press, Justin Tang 2.